In this week's parasha, there's a very strange conversation taking place between Yaakov and Rachel in the beginning of Perek Lamed. Rachel approaches Yaakov and says, please daven for me. I don't have children. Please daven for me. Like your father davened for my mother. Like your father davened for your mother. Yaakov answers back, it's not a comparison. My father davened because he didn't have children either. Also, he also didn't have children. But I do have children from another woman, and you're the one who doesn't have children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your prayer, and therefore you should daven. Rachel doesn't give up. And Rachel says, okay, you don't like the comparison to your parents. Let's compare us to your grandparents. Avram davened for Sarah, even though he already had Yishmael. So why aren't you davening for me? Answers on that, Yaakov Avinu, well, my grandmother, here, you're not like my grandmother. Meaning, on the previous comparison, I'm not like my father. My father didn't have children, and I do. On the comparison to the grandparents, Yaakov Avinu is saying, you're not like my grandmother. My grandmother brought in Hagar, a concubine, which you didn't. So Rachel says, oh, okay, if that's the problem, here's Bila. And Bila comes in, that's the next pasuk. How could you tell Rachel that she didn't bring in a concubine and another wife when she already brought in Leah? And if you bring in Leah, isn't that enough? That's considered the most unbelievable deed in the history of mankind, that she gave over the simanim to Leah. At the end of the day, Rachel had to bring in two? Leah and Bila? Why isn't Leah enough? So to answer that, the morale, we just have to go into this point, which we see already, it happens three times in Chumash. Sarah and Hagar, Rachel and Bila, Leah and Zilpah, that they bring in concubines and somehow it's going to help them. How does that help? It's not black magic. So how does it work? Says the Maharal in the Gemara on the spot, because when a person is willing to share, so to speak, her husband with another wife, what is she telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm so desperate to have something to do with children. Look what to what extent I'm willing to go. That I'll bring in my maid to this wedlock. She'll have children. I'll raise them. I'll deal with them. To have something to do with children. And when you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you want something and how much you desperately need it and how terrible you'll be without it, that in itself evokes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmim, and you have a much better chance of getting it. No guarantees, but a much better chance. That's why offering a concubine to come into the wedlock helps. It has been proven scientifically that when a childless couple adopts a child, so then they have their own children. How does that work? So Alpita Chateva, they're less stressful, less anxiety, because they already have an adopted child. But the Maral would say, because you're showing a Kodesh Baruch how much you want to have a child, that you're willing to bring a stranger, not a biological offspring, to the house, that shows Hashem how much you're willing, to what extent you're willing to go. That in itself is a reason that Hashem should respond positively. If that's the understanding of it, so therefore bringing in Leah, even though it's a much bigger deed, but it has nothing to do with it. When Rachel brought in Leah, it was not for the sake of children. Rachel wasn't even married yet. She wasn't aware that she has an issue of not having children. She brought in Leah not to embarrass her. And other reasons that Chazal speak about. But for sure, it wasn't to show how much I'm yearning to children. So therefore, Yaakov is telling Rachel, yes, you brought in Leah, which is an altruistic deed, second to none. But where did you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're willing to make a major sacrifice to have children? That could only be if you bring in another one for the sake of children. And Rachel understood it, and therefore she brought in Bila.